Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. Before we get into our intriguing content today, Please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Penny Lambright is in the house. I know we've got Patriots and Paws always, but now we've got Veteran Hero Awards. You doing double duty? Are you sidelining with the Patriots or with the Paws, or what's the deal here?
The Veteran Hero Awards is an opportunity for the unsung heroes in our community and in Southern California to be brought to light.
Okay.
It's an opportunity for people to sponsor in 10 different categories. People that are veterans that are going above and beyond what they're doing. Like one of the categories is veterans first responders. So a veteran who is doing their job and then doing things beyond doing their job.
You know something though, I think, Penny? I mean, I might be all wet here, but I think more often than not, veterans are consistently going above and beyond. But we're going to talk about that when we get into our broadcast this morning. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you're going to reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Of course, we celebrate every day. Am I the only one that makes it sounds like it's a little tinny in here? That's a little better. Not quite as much tin in the sound system. Maybe it's just my ears or the lack of stuffing between the ears, but we're not going to go there right now. Hey, let's check and see what we're going to celebrate today. Yesterday was a pretty boring day of celebration. So let's see if we can find something a little bit better today. National Wildlife Month. Okay. Or National Wildlife Day. Like that's a fair one. That's not real exciting, but we're going to see what else we can find. National, here's an interesting one. This one used to probably had a little merit, might have diminished a little. Today is National Newspaper Carrier Day. Now, have you seen the newspaper lately? I mean, I just don't want to get too carried away here, but the newspaper, I know we can now fold the Sunday Times. You could never fold the Sunday Times before. The daily newspaper, I think you can read that in about 30 seconds. Just throw that out there. Hey, National Macadamia Nut Day. I think we can go with that one. Although I may have to go over and check out some macadamia nuts firsthand in the islands of Hawaii later this year. We'll just throw that in there. Maybe it'll be a reminder to me to make sure I get those reservations done. Moving right along today, let's take a look at the markets. Yesterday, you know, it's further proof of what I share with you on a regular basis. Do not get too excited about the markets because one day they're up, the next day they're down. The markets will always overreact. Yesterday we were down quite a bit. Today we're up 205 points. S&P 500 up 2675. NASDAQ up 84.29. Oil up $2.22 a barrel. Yeah, we don't like that one when it's going up like that. We want to see oil up. Well, it is good for our economy when oil is up. Not good for our wallets because, especially in Taxifornia, we pay way too much for our fuel. But up $2.22 a barrel is where we are there. I've been telling you that the 10-year bond is going to hit all-time lows, so we'll keep watching that one. But let's take a look at the national average of a gallon of gasoline, $2.57.3 national average, about a buck and a nickel more if you're in Calizuela. We are paying $3.63.5. Hawaii is at $3.65.8. And still leading the country is Louisiana, $2.18.7, Mississippi, $2.18.9. Now think about that, $2.18.7, and in Calizuela, we're at $3.63.5. Yeah, maybe we can talk to Governor Newsom and maybe he'll have some more great insight for us. Maybe he'll be able to help us out a little bit.
You'll know better than that.
Yeah, we're not going to get any help from him. You can count on that one. Maybe, well, unless you're illegal, then you can get a lot of help from him. But I digress. I shouldn't say that. There might be some illegal people listening. Moving right along. Hey, how about the gun control? It's in the news again, but you will not hear this story on the lame street media. They're not going to tell you about the Texas woman. We won't hear that one, where she gets home at 2:30 in the morning. And nothing that good happens outside after midnight. But she did get home at 2:30 in the morning. Suspected robbers reached through her driver's side window. Why was the window open? She told police several other men were also near her parking space. And she unloaded her gun at them. She fired only everything she had. There was only two shots left. She did hit one of the guys. And the quote is, "It was all I had in my gun. I shot until I couldn't shoot anymore. I saved my life." Any problem with that? Well, I guess if you're at Walmart, they might not like it. If you're at, who's the other one? Someone else just came, a Kroger. They don't want you to take your guns into those stores any longer. But hey, maybe she might be, well, maybe she can't. Have you seen this story? This is a fascinating one. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We haven't mentioned her name in a while. The Congress has been on vacation, thank goodness. Ayanna Pressley, both in the news right now. They are members of the Commie Squad, the four of them. But they've decided that they are going to raise money to contribute to a fund that is raising bail for 36 counter-protesters arrested at the Straight Pride Parade in Boston. I don't make this stuff up. I just share the information. Yes, nine of the protesters arrested have been charged with assaulting police officers. That's who Ocasio-Cortez and Pressley want to help bail out. Fascinating watching some of these different stories that come across. One that's not quite as fascinating, but hey, if you've beaten anorexia, you might be watching this one. How about this? A Texas boy goes blind. After existing, are you ready for this? I couldn't believe this. I had to read the article twice, and I don't read very well. He existed on Pringles, white bread, and French fries. That was his diet, Pringles, white bread, and French fries. And he wonders why he didn't feel well. He wonders why he was low on vitamin B12, why he was anemic. He did get vitamin B12 injections, had signs of hearing loss, vision symptoms. But the doctors couldn't figure it out. White bread, Pringles, and French fries. At least you got a couple of food groups in there, don't you? Maybe you could throw out the donut or two, have a little ketchup so you can get some vegetables. Moving right along. Let's see what else we've got going on in the daily briefing today. Oh, you know, we talked about this one might happen, but it might, you know, you better be careful here. Hurricane Dorian weakens as Florida embraces for impact. The Bahamas have been devastated out there. Have you been watching that one? That's just another one of those fascinating stories. I hope that Florida doesn't get too complacent. They're now talking that Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, that's where the storm is set to hit. Downgraded from a Category 5 to a Category 3. That means if I hit you in the head with a hammer a little lighter, it won't hurt as bad. Right? I mean, Category 3, Category 5, neither one of them are what you call exciting. But hey, just watch out for those storms. Heed warning, especially when the authorities tell you to get out. Listen to them. They're not telling you that because it's fun. Just throw that out there for you. Moving right along, the Inspector General report reveals more evidence. Jim Comey used transition briefings to gather intel on the Trump team. You got to wonder about this guy. He's still out there selling books, and maybe he'll get a little bit of his own. It'd be nice to see. I saw General Flynn is going to start heading after him and the Clintons, so it'll be interesting to see what goes on in that piece of news as well. And I did see an interesting story, again, one of those things that you're not going to get from the lame street media. They're all upset now because Vice President Pence stayed at President Trump's hotel in Ireland. Now, that part the news is going to cover. They're going to tell you that the vice president is staying there because it's the president's doing. The part they're not going to tell you is that the vice president has already said that the president had nothing to do with it. And as a matter of fact, and here's the big part of the story that they will not share, the vice president stayed there the last time he went to see family as well. When he was doing business and seeing family, he stayed at the same hotel in 2013 before President Trump owned it, before President Trump was president, before he was vice president. Why won't they tell you that that's where he stayed previously? I wonder why that would be. It doesn't make as good a soundbite for the Clown Narrative Network or MSNB. Hee-haw, I'm just sharing that with you so you have the full story. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're talking about Patriots today. We might even talk about pause. Not my pause, somebody else's pause. How property taxes can impact your mortgage payment. Top priorities when moving with kids. No, not from place to place. I'm talking about moving homes. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 210037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. the real time or the mortgage minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You've got the phone. Make the call, 800-306-1990. Find out what you can save, how you can reduce your debt payments right now. Dow Jones Industrial Average now up 196 points. NASDAQ up 75 points. The S&P 500 up 27 points. U.S. 10-year Treasury still flat at 1.467. Mortgage-backed securities, they're up a little bit, which means interest rates are down. Have you been watching those 10-year Treasuries? I don't want to say I told you so, but I will. Every once in a while, because whenever I get it wrong, people are certainly quick to call and tell me, hey, Ron, you blew it. You said the 10-year Treasury was going down to 128 to 132. And that was when it was at 2.40. Right now, I'm looking at it. It is at 1.467. So we've been watching this as it has been falling. It will continue to fall. I think that we're probably looking at sometime around the end of next year is when we're going to see the all-time lows on the bond. But we did get down to about a 144, 145 today on that bond. Now, the issue here, as I share with you all the time, anything I just shared with you other than my forecast, you can find on that super secret website. That'd be called google.com. The part that you're not going to find there is why is all of this happening and how does it affect you? The issue here is stocks are higher on news that Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said that the extradition bill has been withdrawn. They're not going to move people from Hong Kong to China. That'd be the extradition bill, if I could speak properly. The proposed bill would have allowed people in Hong Kong to be extradited to mainland China for trial. That's not supposed to happen. Mortgage bonds trading near unchanged levels so far. We've seen a little bit of improvement since I wrote this a little earlier today. Looking at a 100% chance, there's very little chance the Fed will not cut their rates. It'd be odd to see the Fed funds rate, which is only a rate that banks get overnight, having that less than what the 2-year or 10-year treasuries would be. Tomorrow, we're going to start getting all the data. The jobs report comes out tomorrow. It usually comes out on Wednesday today, but because of the holiday, that ADP report will come out tomorrow, expecting roughly 150,000 to 160,000 jobs created in the month of August. On Friday, we're going to get the big one. That's the BLS jobs report. Fascinating how you get the ADP report, the BLS report. They all come out with completely different numbers. That's why we also look and say that the 30-year mortgage today on the Mortgage Bankers Association, that went from 3.94 to 3.87 on the week over week, about 93 basis points, 7/8 lower than this time last year. If you haven't looked into refinancing yet, you're blowing it, but it's costing your family. I urge you, if you have not looked into refinancing and you don't plan to look into refinancing, hey, take a look at your mailbox and see if you get a thank you note from your bank. Don't know if that'll be there or not, just thanking you for the extra money, but just keep an eye on that, see if it's there. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So I love it when we get a chance, periodically, not often enough, we get to see Penny Lambright in the house.
Woot, woot.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Patriots and a pause. It's a pit. Penny is the one that's responsible for all this fun stuff on my desk today. So we got all kinds of events going on, Penny.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, I guess I could put them in order, right? I was September 21st, October 5th, November 3rd. So I guess you're going to be partying a lot or raising a lot of money or doing a lot of work for people.
Bringing a lot of awareness to what is going on with our veterans and the needs that our veterans have.
And you know something, it's wonderful that you and your team do this because there's so many times that, you know, people talk a good game, right? You know, it's very easy to be a flag waver and go out there and say how great it is for veterans. And we appreciate our veterans and we appreciate our first responders. And when it comes time to doing something, they appreciate what they're doing and not helping those veterans and first responders. So it's great watching you guys at Patriots and Paws actually taking action.
Well, you've been watching us grow, and we really appreciate the friendship that we have developed over the years and having you guys and your followers follow us and support us in what we're doing. We'll be starting our ninth year in November.
Ninth year.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We're at our third location a year ago. We moved to a much larger location.
So you're not unloading the building every day and having to reload it every day?
We are not. We're still loading the building every day because our donors are giving us some great things and we're bringing them into the warehouse and stuff. But the outreach and the outcry of the community wanting to make a difference in the lives of our veterans is amazing. And wanting to give items that are gently used that they no longer need and are good quality that we can just give to our veterans. And already this year, we've hit almost over 700 families. And
700 families helped.
Yeah. And
that's awesome.
We just look at things that we take for granted, dining room tables, chairs, nightstands, end tables, mattresses that are in good condition, silverware, pots and pans. We've had to cut back on some of the things that we take because the veterans just aren't asking for them. But that is not slowing us down, and that's not slowing down truckloads full of things going into our veterans' homes because of the donors that are donating to us.
You know, that's a fascinating comment, Penny, because as a donor, you know, you sometimes wonder sometimes, I've got X, Y, and Z that I want to give to the organization. And then you make a comment there that sometimes people don't understand that part of it, that, hey, we have to stop taking certain things because the veterans don't want it. Right. And as a donor, you say, well, why can't you just take everything? You know, I don't want to try and find six or seven groups to come out and take the stuff. I just want to find that one. But yeah, if you're collecting things that nobody wants, it's just really taking up the resources for the things that people do want, the space.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And we are always logistically challenged. We get calls all the time going, hey, can you come this weekend? I need to, you know, get rid of this stuff and I need you to come pick it up. And it's great stuff. I'm sure it is. But logistically, we just can't do it that quick. And the same way with.
Wait, Penny. We've got to back up here because I'm going to challenge you there right there a little bit. Because I did have this at one of the events that I volunteered for. And somebody said, well, you know, you can do it this way, or you can do it that way, and you can do it this way. And they had all the answers for it. And they said, you know, if you need any other help, just let me know. And I said, yeah, I can use a chairman for this event. And all of a sudden, they took a step backwards. So when you talk about the idea that I bet you could pick up stuff 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if we get enough volunteers that want to do that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Where we are right now, we can't. But also somebody donating as a much bigger building, and I really don't want to move again. But
bigger building, bigger truck, more manpower, right? It's all doable.
It's all doable.
Right?
Just right now, we're logistically challenged. And,
right.
And it's a good thing. People can always drop things off 3 days a week for us. And a lot of times the things that the donors are dropping off, for instance, a family that's made three trips dropping things off, their stuff has gone from their truck to a veteran's truck and hasn't even hit the ground, which is amazing. And I, you know, when they pull in, I say to them, hey, does anybody need this? And they go, this is our third visit here. And every time we come here, veterans just take the stuff off of our truck and put it straight into their truck. And I go, I know, isn't that awesome?
That's the idea, right?
That is awesome. I mean, it's great because
if you had that happen enough, then you wouldn't need a bigger building.
True. Absolutely. Absolutely true. Absolutely. And it's great for the donors because when somebody asks them, well, how do you know they do what they say they do? They can tell them because when I show up the last three times, all three times, this is what's happened. Now, granted, it doesn't happen every time somebody drops stuff off, but it happens enough times that the donors can see the transparency of who we are and what we do and what we say we are doing, we're actually doing.
That's the beauty of what I've seen over the years of my watching Patriots and Paws and doing a little bit when we can publicize and visit some of your events is the idea of the transparency of the organization, right? I mean, anytime I've gone over and or brought people with me, it's very transparent as to what's going on, who's there, the volunteers that are working. It's not a big social club. It's not a Clinton Foundation where, you know, it's just a method of collecting for frivolousness. It's really doing what you're saying and helping the veterans.
That's very important to us, that we are very transparent in what we say and what we do. As you have stated, that there are other places that aren't as transparent, and that's just not the choice that we are going by, and that's not how I was raised. And so it's just very important that when people have questions, we can honestly answer them and show them the proof. And you want to see it? Well, come on in. Let's walk on in.
Yeah, walk in and oh, by the way, make a donation while you're there. I'm just throwing
that's an appreciated drop there. So yes, please feel free to drop that anytime. Absolutely.
Yeah, drop in, make a donation, help out. Sweat equity as well as good services, finances, all gladly accepted. I think I can speak for you.
Yes, I think you can. You visited us enough times that you can truly say that you have seen us in action and seen what we do.
And it's wonderful watching, because I've been there when you've had some very senior veterans there visiting, some new veterans there visiting. So you've got all ranges of people that are either coming to get some assistance or give some assistance. And the conversation, it's fun being a fly on the wall. You must have a great time being a fly on the wall there, Penny, when you listen to some of the newer veterans chatting with some of the older veterans and the conversations that they have.
But it's amazing when we have the opportunities to put the two of them together, and it's not ever planned. But we just introduce them and we just walk away and let them talk. And for a lot of them, those conversations can come a lot of healing for both sides of the party, the younger veterans and the older veterans, that they can share the camaraderie of, they've experienced the same brotherhood issues and things like that, that as civilians, we will never understand what that means. If we've never been deployed, we're not going to understand what somebody is going through and leaving their family and the sacrifices that they're making.
And
the things that they see. And one of my things that I say today is, as a woman in America today, I think we have more at stake on our freedom than we have at any other time, because of where we are in other countries and the freedom that we are trying to keep. That as a woman sitting here talking to you as a man, I could be beheaded. Certain things that I wear, which is not inappropriate, but in certain countries, wearing the things that I do, I could be beheaded. Now, in America, there's nothing wrong with that. And we have that freedom, but I think as women, we have way more at stake today with our freedom than any other time. And for that, I'm grateful for those, whether they're a cook or administrator or frontline combat veteran, because if the cooks aren't preparing the food, they're not giving the energy and the food to those that are fighting. And if the administrative people aren't doing their job, they're not getting their equipment and they're not getting their pay and they're not getting all of that. And it's all important. It's all important.
And it's fascinating because, you know, some of the things you mentioned there, Penny, I've had conversation with other veterans, and their comments when they were not as involved in any kind of a post-duty engagement with others, they had to get involved when they realized that, you know, I can give all kinds of guidance, but I have no foundation for what I say. Right, a veteran can say something to another veteran that a civilian can't say, because they just look at you and laugh because you haven't been there.
Exactly.
Right. We're going to talk more with Penny Lambright when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market, how property taxes can impact your mortgage payments, and top priorities when moving with kids. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. If you want any information on any of the events that are coming up with Patriot and Pause, if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, you see me holding up the first of the flyers. We're going to put all of this information right there on our social media channels so you can participate and contribute. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our-
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out all the information the county recorder has on your property and find out what your market, the market says about your property. Top priorities when moving houses with kids. According to a Pew Research Center, around 37% of U.S. residents will be going back to school, and the rest have already started the new academic year. With school-aged children in your home, buying or selling a house can take on a whole different approach when it comes to finding the right size, location, school district, and more. Recently, the 2019 Moving with Kids report from the National Association of Realtors studied, quote, the different purchasing habits as well as seller preferences during the home buying and selling process, unquote. This is what they found. When purchasing a home, the major difference between the home buyers who have children and those who do not is the importance of the neighborhood. In fact, 53% said the quality of the school district is an important factor when purchasing a home, and 50% select neighborhoods by the convenience to schools. Buyers with children also purchase larger detached single-family homes with 4 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms, and approximately 2,110 square feet. Furthermore, 26% noted how child care expenses delayed the home buying process and forced additional compromises, 31% in the size of the home, 24% in the price, 18% in the distance from work. When selling a home, of those polled, 23% of the buyers with children sold their home very urgently, and 46% indicated somewhat urgently within a reasonable time frame. Selling with urgency can pressure sellers to accept offers that are not in their favor. Bottom line, buying and selling a home can be driven by different priorities when you're also raising a family. If you're a seller with children and looking to relocate, hey, let's chat. Let's see what we can do to help you get this done in the most efficient manner. That's the Real-Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. 2 free apps. Text NEST to 79564, find your dream home before someone else does, or text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out what the county recorder knows about your house and what the market says about your house. Continuing our conversation this morning, Penny Lambright is in the house. We're chatting. Veterans is our topic today, and a fascinating program that Penny's telling me about during the break. Those of you that are watching on ronsiegelradio.tv see us chatting, but you don't necessarily hear what we're saying, or at least we hope you're not hearing what we're saying. Now, we don't say anything that's bad, but we're talking about the Veteran Hero Awards for 2009. So what is this Veteran Hero Awards? What is this group, Penny?
It's an opportunity for people who see people within the veteran community going above and beyond. Case managers, social workers is one of the categories. Another category is military.
But what's the group? I mean, I we'll talk about the is it just an organization that wants to celebrate people?
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of what I was trying to figure out is, you know, because I know, obviously, I know you from Patriots and PAWS, and then I see this program. And I was kind of didn't understand the correlation between the organizations.
It's the first year that this is being done. The person who has taken this on has started years ago a thing called the Senior Care Hero Awards. And that has been going on for 8 or 9 years. And that's strictly for the senior community. This is the same type of program, but for the veteran community. For those that are work, the unsung heroes within the veteran community, veteran business owners, veteran and military-friendly employers, case managers and social workers, caregivers, could be a family member or a case, a CNN, LVN, somebody that...
Wait, you went too fast for me. CNN, that sounds CNA. Like a news network or something that I don't follow.
CNA or a LVN, which is healthcare workers.
Healthcare, okay.
And those people, you may have somebody.
You gotta remember, I'm slow, Penny.
It's okay. You may have a family member that is got a CNA that comes to your house that takes care of them, and your family member is a veteran, and that person is just awesome and goes above and beyond their call of duty. Or you may know a husband and wife. Or wife that is a caregiver for their spouse who's a veteran. You may know a case manager or social worker that works for an agency that, again, goes above and beyond the call of duty and just steps up and is an unsung hero. Those are the people that with the Veteran Hero Awards that we are trying to bring to light and bring awareness to who they are and what we do. Most of those people never want recognition.
Now, that's fascinating how that, and you understand it because those that are giving for the right reasons really don't need to be tapped on the back, right? They're doing it because of the goodness of their heart.
Yes. And I think in this climate of where we are, we need to see the good that is going on out there. We hear so many bad things about our veterans and things that maybe individuals are doing, but we don't hear enough about the good things and the good companies and organizations that are doing great work for our veterans. And this is an opportunity to bring some of them to light and to bring a different look to our veterans. A lot of our veterans are not treated with respect. And
that's a shame.
It's a complete shame. But
I don't see that, but obviously I'm not around it as much as you are, because if I saw it, I'd probably get myself in trouble.
So I have a motto that says, I don't look good in orange and I don't look good in jumpsuits.
Okay. I don't look good. So I guess
I don't look good in orange and I don't look good in jumpsuits. But there's plenty of times that I would like to do something, but I can't because I don't look good in orange and I don't look good in jumpsuits.
I think there's a new song by Miranda Lambert about that right now.
So you know, I think that more people need to see what our veterans are doing and how people are stepping up and respecting our veterans and giving the honor that they're that it's due to them. And you said earlier you thought that everybody that has served is a hero. We completely agree. We completely agree with that. And this is for those, again, a veteran first responder, a veteran who is now working in the as a first responder that's going above the call of duty. Is he because they're a veteran, are they a hero? Absolutely. But as you know, in every job, there's people who do their job and there's people who step it up.
Sure.
And that's what we're looking for is those that step it up.
And there's, I'm looking at the website here, veteranheroawards.org, veteranheroawards.org. There's 10 different categories here. We're going to talk about these with Penny when we come back. But if you know a veteran that's out there doing good deeds, if you know somebody that's really supporting veterans, because I'm looking at one of them, you don't even have to be a veteran for it, but maybe you're a caregiver or you know a caregiver, you get to be the nominator. So we're going to talk about these different categories when we come back and chat further with Penny Lambright, Patriots and Paws. And we're also talking today about the Veteran Hero Awards. And I've also got the page on my screen right in front of me. That's called sponsors. You have an opportunity there too. So we're going to chat about all of that when we come back with Penny Lambright. We'll also talk about how property taxes can impact your mortgage. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com. Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. All you need to do is make the phone call or go on their website. Credit Sanitizer, Jeff Sipes and his team at Blue Water Credit, they do a great job for the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. I highly encourage you because I know your credit report's wrong. I mean, they all are, so why wouldn't yours be? I know you're different. It's not you. Like, I get it. I hear that all the time. I heard one just the other day that somebody was really excited about their credit report. And it's great when you hear people talking like this because they said, well, I've got a credit score of 852. And I decided, sometimes I'm told that I should shut up and I shouldn't talk so much. But knowing credit reports as I do, when you're looking at a mortgage credit report, 850 is the top of the scale. So when it's an 852, you know they're looking at a Vantage report, which is not the same as a FICO credit report. Just saying, people have errors on their reports all the time because most of us don't understand what they're saying. So let's check and see how property taxes can affect the impact on your mortgage payment. Well, guess what? It's going to go up. What do you think? When buying a home, taxes are one of the expenses that can make a significant difference in your monthly payment, especially living in Calzuela. Do you know how much you might pay for property taxes in your state or local area? When applying for a mortgage, you'll see one of two acronyms in your paperwork, P&I or PITI. People call me a PITA, but that's a different acronym. I won't say that on air. P&I, principal and interest, PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. There's a big difference in those. So if you want more information, I'm not going to go into all of the data, but I will tell you that you'll probably be surprised by this. California has a 0.74% is the average property taxes. Not the highest in the land, but a place like Texas, 1.81 is their average. No income tax. Can you say that, boys and girls? Just a thought for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. If you want the whole article, just give me a call at 800-306-1990, or you can go on my website and find all the data. Right there, we are continuing our conversation. Penny Lambright, Patriots and Paws in the house today, sharing information. We didn't even talk, Penny, about this event. I think, is this the one that's out there in the dirt?
Canyon RV Park.
Is that out? Yeah, I think that's the one. I don't think I was there last year for this one.
It's not dirt. There's a lot of green grass out there.
That's beautiful, actually.
It's beautiful. That's our fifth annual car, truck, motorcycle and vintage trailer show.
You had some car there last time that when they turned it on, everybody had to plug their ears.
The Nitro car.
Yeah, that was pretty fascinating.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It was a great event. This one's October 5th.
Yes, always the first Saturday of October.
Okay, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, as all car shows are. And it's one of our fundraisers, and it's a family-friendly event. It's welcome to anybody to come in and enjoy the park and the day and some really cool rides and get to know some of our veterans. We're going to have the 82nd Airborne. We'll be there, 101st, 82nd Airborne, I believe it is, a reenaction of that. And we're going to have John Haverstock that does photos of our veterans and a lot of other things going on. And we encourage everybody to come out and see who we are and what we do and support our veterans and enjoy the day.
And I found, again, I can only be a tell you my experience. I was there. I had a good time out there. My son and I went out and spent an hour or so walking around and chatting with people and looking at some of the different exhibits. Good time out there. It's not just for a good time, although you will have a good time. It's out there also. There is a purpose. I know. I'm a salesperson today. I usually have a radio host, but hey, donate to it. That's the idea of it. But hey, let's get back to this other conversation because we only have about 5 minutes, Penny, that we're talking about the Veteran Hero Awards. And yes, you can donate to that. So I don't want you to feel that I lost my touch. But 10 different categories. So how does this work?
So there's somebody in your life that is making a difference and in the lives of our veterans. You go onto the website and you nominate them. You tell their story.
VeteranHeroAwards.org.
Yes. And you tell the story from your heart. If there is a social worker that has made a difference and you're a veteran in your life, go and tell their story. Go in and give them accolades to how they made a difference in your life and what difference that they're making.
Veterans are usually good at that. They're good at telling the story about somebody else.
Yes.
They're generally fairly poor about patting themselves on the back.
Yes.
Right?
And like the first responders that are veterans, somebody may have had an interaction with a firefighter or a police officer or an EMT, and they had a conversation and found out that they were a veteran. That maybe they did something that was just above in their heart, was above and beyond. That's whose stories we want to hear, is whose lives have impacted your lives within the veteran community. And we want
to be, you can almost be every category. I mean, if you can think of it, it's there.
Well, yeah.
Veteran first responder, veteran volunteer, veteran advocate or mentor, veteran military family friendly employer, right? So that's one that you don't have to be a veteran for.
No, if your company hires veterans and military families and you know that your company is making a difference, you can nominate your company.
Veteran caregiver, veteran case manager, social worker, veteran business owner, entrepreneur, veteran service officer, elected official who support veterans in their causes. Every elected official should, because they wouldn't have a job if they didn't have the veterans out there. Veterans Service Nonprofit Patriots and Paws. It's a great organization. I mean, I could be a honk. I mean, I'm okay,
sure,
on that. I don't mind. Right? I mean, great organization. I mean, there's a lot of categories here. So you've shared with me a little bit during our preparation and our breaks that it's going to be like an Academy Awards.
Yes. So voting.
So wait. I got to get this in, Penny. Don't tell me monkey suits.
This is Southern California.
Good.
You can wear whatever you're comfortable wearing. Although you look mighty dandy in your monkey suit. So, you know, there are rare occasions that people see you in that. Right, Mindy?
Very rare. Yeah, I can get myself in trouble there. In fact, I'm getting text from Mindy right now. I don't know what the deal is, but she must be listening or something, Penny. I'm in trouble now.
Nah, you're never in trouble.
Okay, so it's, but there's all these different, so it's kind of like a night of fun. So what's the process? I can nominate somebody because I see nominations here and it doesn't tell me who the nominators are. And then I see another category that says vote.
So you nominate somebody.
Okay, by when?
By the 20th of September.
Okay.
That person is sent an email that said, you have been nominated. Please accept it.
Okay.
They do not know who nominated them.
Nice.
Okay. So it's kept quiet. And then once the nomination shows up on the website, then anybody can go and read their story and vote. And voting goes through October 10th. And then after October 10th, everything is tallied up. And then the top winners in each category will be told that they are the top winners in each category. They'll be invited to the event, and the night of the event is when they will find out whether they were the winner or not for that particular category.
So really, from what you're saying here, we need 50 nominees minimum.
At least.
Right, because of 10 categories, and the top five are going to get invited. They don't know whether they're going to win or not.
They don't know.
Nice. So we need 50 minimum of nominees. So there's a lot of opportunity for winners.
Oh, absolutely.
Even though every veteran's a winner.
Absolutely.
Right?
And those who serve our veterans are winners, because that's what they're doing and that's what their heart is. And we want stories of the heart.
So I want to throw this one out there. Stories of the heart doesn't mean cut and paste, right? You got to write your own. How long a story is it going to need to be? Long enough. I guess the story has to be long enough to sell the
Where if I nominate Patriots and Paws, I have to write a story that's compelling enough to sell the story of Patriots and Paws to those who don't know Patriots and Paws and who are reading that on this website.
Yes, and each category, there'll be other companies and other nonprofits and other veteran business owners and other people that everybody can go and read their stories and they can vote. It's open to vote for anybody. So you want people to vote for you. You want people to vote for your story for that person or company to become in the top. And you can vote once a day on every category if you want. And you can see that the nominations are changing. So it's always good to go back and read other people's stories.
Sure.
And read what people are writing and find out about these great organizations. In this nomination process, people outside of Southern California are being nominated.
Well, here's the beauty of this also, and I know that I'm getting a rap sign, but the issue here is once you read about these different things, the award is wonderful. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm sure that these companies will be happy to receive an award, but there's two other issues here. Number one is we need to fund the organizations. And hey, support these companies that are supporting veterans. If you see an organization on here that does great things, I see a Jason Mitchell Group. I have no clue who they are, but they're a real estate agent. Served 10 years in the Air Force. Hey, go talk to companies like that who are supporting veterans. That's the idea here. And make sure you get on that page as well, veteranheroawards.org. There's a sponsor page on there. You can do that and go to the I'll throw in a couple others quickly. Saturday, September 21st, open house and fundraising event at Patriots and Paws. Patriots and, all spelled out, paws.org is that website. Hometown Heroes, the Car and Motorcycle Show, October 5th. I think you can probably find some information on the Patriots and Paws website for that also.
Yep.
And we're going to put information on the Ron Siegel Radio page as well. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Did I try to swim away?